three waves of rain are still expected to move across the Midwest as we move out through this next seven-day period, with some rain possibly lingering during the middle part of next week. The precipitation will end all of the aggressive fieldwork that has occurred across the Midwest over the past week. In fact, the USDA progress report yesterday afternoon certainly was impressive, with over 80% of the Missouri corn crop in the ground and significant progress noted in Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and some other western Corn Belt states. Now, the eastern Midwest not doing quite so well, with fieldwork a little bit behind the average, and it looks as though these three storm systems that are slated to move through the Midwest over the coming week will certainly not allow good field progress to occur over this next 7 to 8 day period. We will look for rain totals across the Midwest by this time next week to run anywhere from 1 to about 3 inches, and that will be more than enough to cause notable delays across the area, especially since the precipitation doesn't all come from a single storm. There's going to be three waves of precipitation that impact the Midwest, and each one will be notably significant. The first one is expected in the western Corn Belt here tonight and will work its way eastward into the eastern Midwest as we get out into the day tomorrow. The precipitation that's advertised is not necessarily going to be heavy, except in parts of Missouri, eastern Kansas, and some locations in Nebraska, where we'll see this first 24-hour period resulting in some significant rainfall. A few areas in Iowa may also see some heavier rain, but the eastern Midwest is not likely to run across significant amounts of moisture until we get into the day tomorrow and continuing on Thursday. The majority of the rain that occurs in the eastern Midwest is not necessarily going to be heavy either, but it's only the first of three waves of precipitation. The second round of moisture will come into the western Corn Belt on Friday night going into Saturday morning. It will spread rain from west to east through the Midwest. Everybody will be impacted at one time or another. And the third wave of rain will likely move across the lower parts of the Midwest as we go from Monday into about Tuesday or early Wednesday of next week. These three storms will produce 1 to 3 inches of rain. There'll be some local totals over 4 inches, and obviously there's not much drying time between events, and so the end result is going to be some delay in farming activity through a big part of the Midwest. Now, temperatures will be warm over the next few days in the lower portions of the region. High temperatures today will be in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the region from Kansas and southern Iowa into Ohio and Kentucky. Even areas further to the south will continue to see temperatures pretty solidly in the 80s. As we get into the day tomorrow and the cloudiness is around and rainfall, we'll likely see those afternoon temperatures hold back to the 60s and 70s in the same areas I just described, except for the delta in the southeast and southern plains, where 80s will still be prevailing. The northern Midwest will likely see highs limited to the 50s tomorrow afternoon. Well, the contrast in temperatures will continue as we move on into the latter part of this week. Thursday afternoon, highs will be in the 40s and 50s in the northern Midwest, while 60s and 70s occur in the south. Maybe some temperatures near 80 in the Ohio River Valley, but no further north than that. And additional cooling will take place as we move from Friday into the weekend itself. Low temperatures at night are expected to run mostly in the 30s and 40s in the far northernmost Midwest. Otherwise, 40s and 50s will be common, with a few lower 60s in the far south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.